Lesson 5. Jesus who revealed the glory of God. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. During the festivities, there was a panic among the family members. The reason was that they had run out of wine. Wine is an important drink at a Jewish wedding, and not to have enough of it's a matter of shame. Realizing the predicament of the people, Mary went to Jesus and said, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." However, with absolute trust in the Son of God, Mary said to the attendants, "Do whatever he tells you." Out of respect for his mother's wish, Jesus performed a miracle. Now standing, there were 6 stone water jars for the Jewish rite of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. Jesus asked them to take some of it to the steward, and when they did so, it had become wine of superior quality and tasted so. This miracle was the beginning of the signs he performed to reveal his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Jesus calms the storm. On another occasion, Jesus was crossing the Lake of Galilee in a boat along with his disciples. A great storm arose and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern asleep on a cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with a great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" We learn from this miracle that no matter what hardship we face in the voyage of life, we shall be all right as long as Jesus is with us. Healing at Bethsaida. Once, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a festival of the Jews. Now, in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew Bethsaida, which has 5 porches. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. There was a man who has been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Through this miracle, Jesus reveals his glory as the Son of God. Lazarus raised to life. Another incident that reveals the divine glory of Jesus is when Jesus raises to life Lazarus, who was dead. Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary, was a close friend of Jesus. He fell ill and his condition was very serious. So his sisters sent word to Jesus informing him of the condition. However, it was only after 2 more days that Jesus decided to travel to Bethany to visit them. For he knew that this illness was for the glory of God and for the Son of God to be glorified through it. Jesus and the disciples reached Bethany on the 4th day after the death of Lazarus. As soon as she saw Jesus, Martha ran up to him and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give us whatever we ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." But Martha thought that Jesus was talking of the resurrection on the last day. So Jesus said to reassure her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And Martha proclaimed her faith, saying, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." Jesus came to the tomb. He asked that the stone be removed from the mouth of the cave that served as the tomb. Trying to stop him, Mary said, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Jesus raised his eyes and after praying to his Father, said in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." Then Lazarus came out alive. Many eminent Jews believed in Jesus. Through all these miracles, Jesus was manifesting the divine glory in him. Like the people who believed in him seeing his miracles, let us also believe in him and proclaim his glory. Let us pray. O Jesus, who transformed water into wine at Cana through the intercession of Mary, teach us to face the problems and difficulties of our life by trusting in you. Read the Word of God and narrate from the book John, chapter 11, verses 1 to verses 44. Word of God for our guidance. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. From the book John, chapter 11, verses 25. Let us do. Find out from the Gospels the miracles done by Jesus. Write the names of 5 miracles in which people glorified the name of God. My decision. I will try to see the providence of God in the victories and defeats of my daily life.